My guest on the program is Chris Blocker, Boone County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good to have you back.
Thank you so much, Jim. Good to be back.
Well, now it's people would say, oh, yeah, well, busy time of the year. But your busy time actually is before we get to this time of the year, tourism season.
That's very true. That's very true. You know, all winter, that's when I'm on the road and we're gearing up, telling everybody to come to Boone County, Iowa. And so, it's pre now.
Anyway, now we see the results of it. Some of the things that have been going, obviously, one that's people will say, well, how much promotion do you have to do with rail explorers? Letting people know some of the particulars. That's the big thing when you go out, because I'm sure that's the hot one that people
It is. You know, when I was on the road this winter, people saw the display and they were like, ooh, what is that? Tell me more about that. And, you know, I think the most exciting thing for me is that I get to share that this is the only place in the Midwest that you get to have that experience. Mm-hmm. So it has just been phenomenal. I did have a conversation with Heather here a week and a half ago. She's a division manager for Rail Explorers, and they are already sold out for the weekends through August. So, I mean, it just, people are loving it. You know, it's just such a unique experience that it's just exciting.
Yeah.
And I keep saying, you know, we can't stay on this trajectory of having all these new attractions come in. But wow, it is fun.
So that's okay. We'll work with it.
Right.
And also we'll get Ragbri coming through.
We do. Yes. Ragbri's going to be in the southern
part of the county.
Yep. So they'll be going through Luther on Tuesday and then hitting Madrid on Wednesday. So I've been attending the MAC meetings and they're gearing up and they're ready to go. They're going to have a lot of people. They're projected to be a record-breaking day.
That's what Ragbri's going for.
We'll see what happens there. Yeah.
Again, it's just exposure. You're going to have people that are going to be coming through, participating in that, and for some reason or other, might want to make a return trip.
Yep, absolutely. So we will have a presence there. I'll be over in Ames with our partners in Ames on Tuesday. And, you know, obviously share with people, come to Boone County. And then I'll also have a presence down in Madrid. And and we're going to have a big banner that I'll have our QR code on it. And so I know the bikers won't want our visitor guide, but we want to send them.
If they have a friend in a vehicle, they'll
take it. Right.
And they can do that.
We want to be able to direct them or bring them back. Yeah. So they can return back. We know that we have so much to do and see. So we want them to make a return trip back.
Well, some of the things that you were doing, getting ready for this, and we have seen a couple of these, some bus tours coming back. And I know those, because it was pre-pandemic, we always had activity like that showing up in the county. Then it kind of went away for a while. Actually, it went away in a lot of places. But now these companies are starting to come back, and different things have been showing up. Well, you even did a mystery tour, didn't
you? We did. It was so exciting. And you're right, Jim. That has been, and I talk about it everywhere I go, but that's been the slowest tourism experience to come back. And a lot of that has to do with the confinement of being on a bus, right? So people just didn't want to be that close. And usually that population is a little bit older. So the retirees. So. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're so excited. Yeah, we had the gal reached out to me last year and we started planning it. And in fact, so she offered it to their clients and it sold out in no time. So then she added a second tour, back-to-back days, and it also sold out. So we're super excited about that. It was a mystery tour. It was so much fun. So they started at our office. I welcomed them with Dutch oven rolls and then they went on to ride the lunch train at the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad, and then came downtown and did a lot of shopping, went to the Historical Society, had a treat at Dutch Oven, And then we took a tour out at the Ledges State Park. Andy Bartlett stepped on and talked all about the great history out at the Ledges State Park. And then they ended up at the Fairway Distribution Center. So they were super excited. You know, not a lot of people get to see that that type of tour at Fairway. So their patrons were so excited. They had a great time.
And you need to understand, this is some just eastern part of the state. Some people may or may not have been around here, may have been here and not seen all the particulars, some of the things they got to do.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So they came from the Marion, Cedar Rapids area. And you're right. Sometimes, or some of them, it had been their first adventure over here. And some, you know, they'd been here before, and but were so excited because obviously they'd never seen Fairway. So
these are little things like that. It does give a lot of additional exposure.
It does. And, you know, group tour is something that we haven't, we've kind of always dipped our toe in it, but we've never really, really went after it. So this winter, that was on my travel schedule. I went to the Wisconsin Dells. It was called Midwest Marketplace. And I met with 46 travel planners. So I sat before them. I had 6 minutes to tell them why they should come to Boone County. So so anyway, I sat down and gave them the spiel of why they should come to Boone County. And so we're really trying to go more, go after some more group travel and get some bus tours here. We know we have a lot of cool things for them to see and do. So so that's a part of tourism that we're really, really trying to hit hard.
It doesn't need to be something really grandiose, but an opportunity. Come and see what's here. It's in your backyard almost.
Yep, absolutely.
Speaking of in our backyard, we do have some advertising. You've been working with the city, some promotional announcements that allow people are going to be seeing these if they're watching any of the media or listening again, especially out of the metro area, because it's here's where we are and look at what you can come and do.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, Bill Scare and I have worked, I think we're on our third or fourth year together for a city marketing plan. And I'm really excited about this year because in the past, we've typically just honed in on one company and just went with them and put our dollars all with them. This year, we've decided to broaden that horizon. So this year, we went with WHO is doing the predominant commercials that you'll see about Boone. And and then they'll be filming a Hello Iowa segment here in Boone. So that'll be exciting. That'll be prior to Puffer. And then with KCCI, we're doing some digital campaign stuff. So anybody that streams their TV, they'll see ads for us that are non-skippable. So that's exciting. And then with Fox 17, we're doing some commercials as well on their site. And then some targeted media on the internet. So, just a different array of spreading our marketing dollars to hit different generations, right? We all know that not everybody's watching TV or watching the typical cable networks anymore. So we're trying to hit a lot of different ways to target.
Give you those, spread that around.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the way we market to my generation is different than the way we market to millennials or to Gen Zs. And so we're trying to capture all those different people.
Yeah. And that's and then people say, well, then you can track it. You can find out. No, because there's always going to be a group in that area that might be interested.
Yep, absolutely.
Not the Gladiator Salt people. They're all done. They're worn out. That's one of those that comes to Boone County and people go, what is happening there?
Right. But, that is so awesome. And they had a great turnout and a beautiful day. Oh, they so deserved it. And yeah, they've had some really grueling days that I remember of their Gladiator Assault, and so I'm super excited that they had some great weather this year.
Well, what are some of the other things that I mean outside of Knights on the Green?
Yeah,
but
we'll talk about that. But you know, I'm most excited about tomorrow. We're kicking off again with our partnership with the Ames Convention and Visitors Bureau, Discover Ames. They led us to being able to host the Class 1A Girls State Golf Meet. So I'm super excited. So Cedar Point Golf Course will be hosting the the girls state tournament. We have a lot of teams in town for spending the night because it's a Friday or Thursday and Friday. So super excited about that. And that's a 2-year commitment. So we're super excited about that. And then they'll also be hosting the 1A co-ed on June 6th. So that's just come out of our great partnership. I think something else that is so exciting is the Soul of Iowa 2.0 campaign. And I'm sure a lot of people don't know much about it, but I'd love for them to Google the Soul of Iowa campaign. So the State Tourism Office started this last year. They targeted 4 different either communities or events that they wanted to highlight. And now that's what they use for the state of Iowa marketing. And so we will be one of those for next year. So they bring in a drone. They have a team that brings in this drone. I've highlighted some places that I would like to see it flown. And then they'll put together a drone campaign of just Boone County. And then that'll be one of their marketing pieces for marketing in 2024. So I'm super excited for that. And, you know, again, thank you for the great relationship I have with the State Tourism Office, because we were 1 of 7 selected for that. So that's yeah, we're super excited about that.
That's free advertising.
That is free advertisement. How exciting is that we're going to be, you know, in all the other 49 states, you know, the state of Iowa, you know, markets too. And yeah, you're going to get to see Boone County, Iowa when you go out of state. So that is exciting. Yeah.
Now, the downside is they will miss being able to get footage of Farm Progress, but we've got right. some from last year we could loan.
Right. Yeah.
This is your off year out there.
A beast in itself. But yes, this is our off year. So I'll head to Decatur the end of August and promote, come to Boone next year and be a part of the Farm Progress show or just be a visitor.
I want to go back and ask, because we're doing more collaboration. Again, Boone County for various different things, including you doing CVB with Ames CVB.
Yep.
You've always had a working relationship with them to some extent. Still there? Very important.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is very important. You know, I laugh about it and talk about it all the time. You know, we have a lot of the attractions and things that people want to see and do, but they have the velocity of numbers that we want or need. So, we have a great partnership and, you know, so many good things have come out of that. You know, they don't target a lot of the leisure travelers. So when I'm out, you know, I help tell that story for them. And then they, in return, have done some great things for us, like sending leads to our way for being able to host the 1A State Golf. So, so great partnership with them and you know, within our region. So
have to do that for some of these collaborations, like Farm Progress.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah, because they help a lot with that as well. So.
All right. Now let's talk Knights on the Green. Here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had a little rain. Well, but you know what? People didn't. I mean, they were still out there. They didn't bother them.
That is so true, Jim. It wasn't just a little rain at times. It was a lot of rain at times. But, you know, it's one of those things. You know, the committee and I got together that afternoon or that morning, met at the green space, looked at the radars, looked at a few different radars at that time. Looked like we were going to maybe get a shower, but it was going to pass through. That clearly didn't happen. Yeah. But with that being said, you're right. We had, you know, quite a few people really that came down, either grabbed food and stuck around and stayed. We did have umbrellas, so people were able to hunker down under umbrellas, and some just didn't mind being wet.
They just didn't mind being in the rain.
They didn't. Nope. And Damon Dodson did an awesome job. You know, he's a great musician, so I feel bad that not more people were able to hear him. But, you know, I was so thankful. Midland Power was our sponsor that night, and they were so gracious and understood, you know, that the weather is unpredictable. We live in Iowa.
So we do have more outdoor events coming up. And that's one thing that I want to point out. Midland was the sponsor on the first one. You had a number of businesses stepped up to sponsor.
I did. You know, it was so exciting. And, you know, some of our committee members had kind of mentioned that they were like, oh, you know, now that year one's done and it was very successful, it'll be really easy. And that is the truth be told. It, you know, we had a lot of businesses come to us and just say, hey, that was such a success. We want to be a part of that. How can we be a part of it? And so, so they can sponsor. So June 2nd is our next night, and the Boone Arts Council is sponsoring that one. That is Cruisin' and Crafts Arts Fair. So we're excited about that. We have a lot of crafters so far. I think we're up to 26 crafters are going to have tents downtown, and then we're going to have a huge car show. I'm working with a group from out of the state of Iowa that are coming in. They have Model A cars, okay. A group of 10 of them. So they're coming to be a part of it. So, and then staying for the weekend to do some of our fun attractions. So then July 7th is Ogden Telephone's going to sponsor, and it's Hero Night. Last year, that was our biggest event. A lot of people come out to honor our heroes. So we will be doing that again. August 11th, Landis will sponsor, and that will be Cruisin' 2.0. So we know people love the car shows, and we're hoping to add some unique twist to that. September 1st is our other night, and Bayer is sponsoring that, and that'll be Ag Night. So that'll be a lot of fun if you love farm animals and just ag related things. Maybe even some old time tractors you will see downtown. That's September 1st. And then new this year will be our Fall Fest. And that will be October 6th. And Flynn Real Estate is going to sponsor that night. So we're super excited about that, working with Scott's Amusement to bring in some rides for the kids. And that'll just be a fun night to be able to celebrate fall kicking off.
October time, yes.
October. The leaves changing. Wow, lots of fun.
She's already burned through the whole year.
Yeah, so, right.
And again, first Fridays, except for in August, of course. And right now, just keeping our fingers crossed. All outdoor. And I know you've got, you get entertainment lined up for all this.
Yep, we have entertainment. We have great food trucks. You know, they're so different this year. They did so well last year that they came to us and said, we want to be a part of that. So so a lot of different food trucks that you probably won't see anywhere else or around town any other time. So, yeah. And then tons of kids' fun activities. You know, we just have a lot of great family things to do. Whether you're retired, you can come down and enjoy the fun, or whether you have family and young kids, there's stuff for absolutely everybody.
We want people to remember too, this is, again, it's not long, it's just a few hours on a Friday, late Friday afternoon, evening, and
5 to 9. So we try to keep it short and yet fun and engaging for everybody. So lots of fun things to do and see.
All right. What else? I'm going to say, what else?
Right? The state fair booth.
Oh, yeah.
So
but you're already getting people lined up.
I am. So,
well, you have to. It's not that far away.
It's not. I know it'll be here before we know it. So the state fair booth, looking for volunteers. And I have a Sign Up Genius link. So that'll be in our newsletter that'll go out next week. So looking for volunteers for that. Of course, the all of our attractions have some great things going on. Sure. So I hear shortly the Iowa Arboretum has a huge announcement to make, and we're super excited to be involved with that. And you know, that is just gonna do again great wonders for Boone County. And I said it earlier, we can't stay on this trajectory, but wow, it's so much fun to see our attractions expanding and just reinventing, you know, how can they capture like a different age category, or how can they even just make things just a little bit different and keep them fun and exciting.
And,
so,
and what's going to happen in 2024 with the centennial celebration of the ledges, too,
right? Yes, that'll be
work in progress.
Yes, that will be a big year for us. You know, the ledges ever since the pandemic has just been huge. And so they continue to grow, and, you know, everybody loves the Ledges State Park. And so, Yeah, the speedways run in regular schedule.
As long as they finally got some decent right? weather.
Yeah, they had some unfortunate Saturday nights too. So
it was a challenge.
Yes, the Boone and Scenics getting ready to gear up and start their season.
And people need to remember they're out of those restrictions now too. They had
because
of their combined spaces and stuff like that. So they're back to like regular operations again.
And, you know, honestly, their dinner train sells out every year fast. So if you're looking to ride the dinner train, I say get your tickets early because, you know, they do sell out. The Shops on Story, how exciting. They're going to put on their event here this weekend. Ogden Fun Days is going to be coming up. So get over and enjoy that. So the Mamie Dow Birthplace is going to open soon. So just so many things right here, you know, in our own backyard.
Plenty of things available. And they can always follow along on your website, too.
Absolutely. Go to our website, visitboonecounty.com. Find us on Facebook. We're telling our story everywhere we can. Chris, on Instagram.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Keep the word out there.
Yep.
Chris Blocker from Boone County Convention and Visitors Bureau, our guest. Don't forget, visitboonecounty.com. Right?
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for coming in today.